The great thing about offensive coordinator John Morton right now is he continues to use all of his weapons. Again in the run game here, Austin Seferian Jenkins goes in motion, but this time, 2-9, Bilal Powell's getting a ball.
Absolutely. And the motion is the key to this offense because it's a telltale sign of if you're in man-to-man coverage. And also it sets the front, but it puts Seferian Jenkins on the move where you have to be trailing inside out so he can get up to the next level. And when you're following the motion, you're not as aggressive coming forward because you don't know if this guy is going to continue motioning, so you have to gauge your speed. So once again, they're in man-to-man coverage. And this is what you call rock and roll. When Seferian Jenkins comes in, he's going to come down. He's going to come back into the box. But what I really want you to pay attention to is this guy here. Mr. Brown, you made a mistake because when he comes back to the box, you should boss over to the strong side because now your strong side linebacker is up and part of the defensive front. So you have to balance out. I want you to pay attention to this 6-inch step that does absolutely nothing for the defense. That is not enough. Did you even see that? That's not enough. He needs to line up here, so now that is balanced. And what happens is they do a favor for the Jets. But also what we have going on is we have a good old slant. And for a second, Mr. Winters, our buddy here, is going to freeze. And freezing, he makes up for it in a long haul, but when your man disappears, when the guy that you're responsible for disappears, you get to the next level immediately. And then now you can seal these two players and cut the defense because you already have leverage on the outside. But he makes up for it at the end. So we call that a little plus minus action. As we go, bam. You see that? His guy disappears immediately. So when your guy disappears, he freezes. You get up here and you seal this off. This guy's going to block himself by going underneath. He blocks himself. We got a good block here. Now we have an alley. Bilal Powell comes through.
Gets that block from Thomas.
We got the block, and this guy's late because remember before we started to play?
He lined up wrong.
He didn't boss over. So now you have an inside-out guy and an outside-in guy. Now, Bilal Powell is going to see that now this is a tough place to be because now he's boxed in. But look at old Winters making up for it, hustling to the ball. He's late to the party, but he's right on time. He comes here. Bilal Powell, uh-oh, whoopsies, colors in a hole. Let me gear down.
This is an amazing cut by Bilal Powell.
Absolutely. Mr. Winters coming back to the party. Uh-oh, I don't want to see that I didn't block anybody on film. And now we have the cutback, the vision. Now we get vertical. Already, Bilal Powell has made this decision. He understands that he can't keep it this way because this guy has been blocked to the direction that I'm running to. We have a free hitter here. I want you to pay attention to Bilal's eyes as he walks. He sees this guy. Whoopsies. He sees he's coming. Now, this is a bad place as a defender to be. Unless you're a background dancer for Michael Jackson, you never want your feet like that in a on a football field. Now he can't cut back. Bilal Powell set him up. It's too late. He gets vertical. He gets down, breaks a tackle, and now this is what I like. Explosive, positive plays. We love runs over 20, and this was a recurring thing all day. When you ask, you shall receive, but when you receive the rock, you have to get positive yardage. The Jets did it all day, and they made the Buffalo Bills pay, and they did it by winning the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball.